Welcome into another episode of Spiritual Philosophy Chatter with the Joneses. I am Danny Jones.
And I am Samantha Jones.
And this is episode 241.
241.
What are we doing today?
This is readings by me, Samantha.
Oh my God.
Jones.
What a coinkity.
I know.
That you happen to be here. At the
I
same
am
time
here.
When we scheduled that. Just kidding. All right. Cool. I'm excited because I like these.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Before we do it, though, anything that you want to talk about from last week?
Yeah, last week we did Escaping Twin Flames, and that was fun to watch that and talk about that. And so I was still kind of on that topic, and so my friend Lee came on the show, on my other show, my TV show, and we talked about it there.
Yeah.
So for anyone that hasn't watched that, definitely check it out. We talked about all kinds of things, animal communication and energy healing. But the last segment, we talked about that because she's kind of on the same page with me of this whole twin flames thing and how ridiculously blown out of proportion it is and all that.
It was so good. I liked it.
Thanks. Yeah. And then this coming up week, so in a couple days here, the episode, I'm going to do an episode about the top things that the universe taught me through a spiritual awakening.
Wow.
So no guest this week. The following week I will have a guest, but
cool.
Yeah.
That'll be
so
good.
That should be fun. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't have anything else for this week from last week because I have a lot of readings that came up and I wanted to get them all done. Yes.
All right. Well, let's share our info real quick.
Yes, let's do that. So you can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com. I also have an Etsy store that is Beyond the Bridge 11. I just released a couple of new readings. There is How Do They Feel About You? How Do They Really Feel About You? Love reading. And then what was the other one? Oh, Messages from Heaven. So you get a couple messages from someone on the other side that you want.
Cool.
So yeah, I try to release new ones every so often. So. Yeah, so those are new.
Very good.
And then for you, sir.
Yes, thank you. My art, djonesartcollection.com for the web, at djonesartcollection for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And for my photography, my Etsy shop is djonesphotography71, and my Instagram is at djonesphotography71.
Yay.
Okay, and that's it for me.
Very good.
Okay, then 241 episode, readings by Samantha Jones.
I'm looking through these and I think that most of these are living animals, which I actually love to do because I can help in so many different ways with living animals. The past animals are great because they give healing and all of that and bring messages. But with the living pets, it allows me to help them to live better lives. That's
I
what
always
I
trip
do.
Like the animals, you know, whatever, just sitting there by, you know, on the floor, wherever they're at. And all of a sudden, there's like this person talking to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Where did you come from? Take me to your leader.
How'd you get in my head?
Yeah.
I have a lot of clients that tell me that their animals come and do weird things while they're talking to me. Sometimes things that they never do. Yeah. So that's very, happens all the time. And then I have one psychic reading and one career reading. Oh, yeah, one career reading and one spirit reading, sorry.
All right.
So, okay, so let's get started. So the first one here, now this is somebody that I've read for on the show quite a few times. Her name is Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And during one of the readings that I did, she was talking about her dog, Daisy. I believe it was Daisy because, Daisy. And Daisy was getting into the trash and, like, attacking other dogs when they would get near the trash. Mm. They were having a hard time with her being polite to the other dogs. She was always going after them if she was trying to...
Is there more than one dog in the household?
Oh, yes. They have, like, 5 or 6 dogs.
Okay.
They have a lot of dogs. So I worked on her with that for a couple years now. And actually, it didn't take that long. It only took a few sessions for us to stop the behavior.
Mm.
And as far as I know, she hasn't done that behavior in a long time.
Huh.
But she is the kind of grouchy one of the bunch and the one that Shannon always has to look out for. And Shannon loves to rescue. And so she's constantly bringing new pets home. And so we have to talk to Daisy every so often.
All right.
So
what
let's
is Daisy?
See. She's a black lab.
Black lab.
Yeah.
Let's see Daisy.
That's Daisy.
Oh, but got some energy.
Oh,
wow, that's a beautiful dog.
She's beautiful, huh? Yeah. Okay, so she said, we adopted 3 dogs last August, 2 being Chihuahua puppies, very small, and 1 is a Pomeranian, which I'm assuming is a Papillon and Pomeranian. I'm not sure. We have kept them separate from Daisy. Is it okay to let them get to know each other, or will Daisy feel threatened and attack them? The Pomeranian and her have not done well at their gate meetings. Please and thank you. Okay. So let's talk to Daisy and get her perspective of this. So Daisy, she wants to be recognized as the alpha, even though I don't think she is the alpha. I think that there's an older dog that is the alpha, but she wants to be it, and so she wants to be recognized as it.
Could she be like vice president?
Right.
Would you go for that?
Exactly. Would you go for that, Daisy, vice president? She wants to be respected by the other dogs. She doesn't want them intruding on her territory. So she's definitely got this hunting dog personality to her. This, the lab. She's the typical lab. So with these smaller dogs, I definitely will say that no matter what she says, that you need to be careful, because little tiny dogs, that, you know, it happens fast. So very much supervise. Something about having a gate. I don't know. I've seen this on TikTok a few times, so maybe some of you guys have too, where there's 2 dogs that are fighting on one, each is on one side of a gate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they're bark, 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 bark.
The gate's opening
because it's rolling back, right? It's like, it's an electric gate. And then they see each other and they stop barking.
Because there's a gate.
Because, once the gate's gone, they stop barking.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's the same kind of concept as that, is you put that gate there and there's always, so the best thing I would say to do, because they're probably used to the smells, but I would take them somewhere where they can meet away from the house, or they can play away from the house, you know, that type of thing, and get to know each other a little bit better there. Because Daisy is very protective of her territory. Mm-hmm. I do feel like she will be okay. I feel like one of the big things that has to happen here is with your energy and whoever else is around when this happens, is trying to remain calm. Because if you're worried about what Daisy's going to do, she's going to pick up on this energy shift and wonder why it's happening and not know. And so it's best to always keep, well, this is for anything like this, to keep your energy at a good level where you're like, you know, acting like you don't care, like so much so that you can't show that you care, really. But yeah, I do feel like she's willing to try, but I also feel like they just shouldn't be left alone. So like when there's nobody else home, it would be best to separate them. Just because they are so little and she is so feisty. She's a good dog, don't get me wrong, but she is feisty and she wants things her way. So I would just integrate slowly and definitely make sure when nobody's home that they still are separated. So I hope that helps you, Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon. Yeah, and Daisy.
Thanks, Aunt Daisy. Okay, the next one is for Patricia. This is Khaki, and she is a 16-year-old Khaki Campbell duck. How is she feeling? Will she be okay to travel when we leave? Some days I'm really worried about her because 16 is beyond ancient for a duck. So Patricia is going to be moving the baby.
Yeah, she looks older.
Yeah. Is she blind? She seems blind to me. Let's see. Let me do one of the things that I do. And I do this, I offer this on my Etsy, is a body scan. And in the body scan, what I do is I scan the body. I start at the head and I go down the whole body and see what stands out to me, what pops out. So I do feel a lot of different things here with her. The eyes is the first thing that I was drawn to even before I start the body scan. I definitely feel like the back of her neck hurts sometimes. And that, I don't know what would cause that, probably just old age. But yeah, the back of her neck, one of her wings feels like the right one. You might notice it if she's flipping that wing a lot. She's tired.
Yeah.
So this is a bad situation here, because what do you do? Is she going to travel well? Probably not. I mean, I'll be honest, probably not. But if she's not suffering, what do? Do you put her down? Do you give her away? What do? I wouldn't say that she's suffering at this point, but I would say that she's very, very close to the end of her life. Yeah. And that it would be, because I still think there's time before Patricia moves. It would be more humane to let her go before you move, is what I'm feeling. I feel like by that point, she definitely will be farther along, and you'll even notice more and more changes. Yeah. I really think a lot of times this just happens naturally when we're making a life change like that. So she could even pass on her own before you move.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way for this to happen, to be quite honest. Then you don't have to second guess yourself. You don't have to worry about it. But I definitely feel like before you move, there needs to be some kind of decision made. Again, she's not suffering, but I do feel like things are slowing down. Things within the body, the organs, the stomach, they're all kind of slowing down. I feel like sometimes it's harder for her to go to the bathroom, and sometimes she goes too much. It's just a plethora of things that are happening within her old body. So, but yeah, but you do a good job with her. So just enjoy her while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet duck.
Yes. I love ducks. I've always wanted one, but then I'm like, I don't know. It's a lot of work.
You gotta have some space.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, the next one is from Gail. She said, I would like to know how she's feeling. This is Sadie. I'd like to know how she's feeling. She's been limping lately, and if it's something for concern, please and thank you. And she is 12 or 13. I got her when she was 3 years old. Okay.
And what is she?
She's looks like a Staffy. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Cute nose.
Yeah, she's cute. She's tired. She's getting older, and she's definitely starting to slow down. I feel like her brain is starting to slow the processing of it. So you might notice this with her, different things that she does where she doesn't react as quickly as she used to, things that throw her off a little bit. I don't feel like this is doggy dementia. This feels different than that. It just feels like kind of like a slowing down of the brain. As far as the limping goes, so this to me feels like it is related to her age and like arthritis and just natural things that kind of happen as we get older. This could even be an old injury that's resurfaced, or like, you know, you have an old injury and it doesn't heal correctly or whatever, and then it gets arthritis.
Right. And then like, what's the weather like there? Because they could be affected the same too.
Absolutely.
Like if it's wet and cold, they'd be achy, sore.
I would definitely suggest taking her in to the vet and just having an x-ray done just to make sure. But and some pain meds, if you're not already doing pain meds, would be very helpful, as well as some Cosequin. But yeah, I definitely can see what you're talking about. But I think, yeah, some gabapentin and carprofen and stuff will help her to feel more comfortable. The rest of her, let me check that out and see how she's feeling in the rest of her body. The rest of her feels pretty good too. She's got some swelling in her stomach that just could be irritation if she's eating things that are irritating her stomach. But yeah, she's an overall happy dog, getting older. Her vision isn't as bad as some of the 12 and 13 year old dogs I talk to. But yeah, I would take her in and get an x-ray of that leg for sure. Okie dokie. Thank you, Gail and Sadie.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, the next one is Juliet, another limping dog.
Uh-oh.
Bear is limping, and the vet thinks he's got a torn ACL and some arthritis. He's 7. We're trying meds and weight loss first. I would like to wait a month or more before we take the plunge into surgery. What does he have to say about the situation? Okay, let me talk to Bear. So, okay, first of all, he wants you to know that this is not ridiculously painful for him. On a scale of like 1 to 10, I would say most days it's like a 3. So, we actually had a chocolate lab that they said tore her ACL, and they wanted to put her through surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I am always very conservative when it comes to this stuff, because I've had dogs in the past where they've told me stuff like that. I had a yellow lab that they told me that he needed doggy braces, right? If he didn't have doggy braces, that his teeth would grow into the roof of his mouth. And they never did. And that he needed both of his hips done, or by the time that he was 6 years old, he would have such bad arthritis, we'd have to put him to sleep. Guess what? He lived until 10, and it was never a problem. So I'm really super conservative when it comes to this stuff. So yeah. I personally, intuitively, and from what I know, feel like just take your time with this decision. It doesn't need to happen overnight. If you don't repair it and it is the ACL, will he be in pain? Well, he'll get some arthritis. Yeah, there will probably be some issues. Will he be able to live a comfortable life? Absolutely. Every case is different, but I would definitely start with taking the weight off. Just little bits of exercise, you know, mostly he has to rest, so that has to be the diet that you know, take it off from. He, talking to him about it, let's see what he wants to say. So typically after that surgery, you have to crate the dog for a while, depending on how hyper they are, how active they are. And I feel with Bear that he doesn't want that. He doesn't want to be he doesn't want his life to be different. He enjoys his life. So if it's possible to do this without surgery, that would be fabulous. I would also, if you don't have him on something like Cosequin, I would try that. There is an injectable called Adequin, which may help him as well. You could ask your vet about that. That I give it to the boys for their arthritis, and it really helps. So that might help him as well. But I would be more on the conservative side, is definitely what I'm feeling. I'm not convinced that that is even what's going on here, to be quite honest. I think that you'll see a recovery once he starts losing weight and just rests that. I think you'll start seeing the pain subsiding and not so much limping and stuff. So yeah.
Hey. Sorry, we have our own dog here that's going in and out. And
oh, he's just on one
causing
today.
Causing ruckus right now.
He's like this for the TV show too. Like, and I close the door for that because that's downstairs. And yeah, he will sit there and whine and paw at me. So you'll see me petting him sometimes. And then sometimes he goes over to the door and sits by it. Right. And I'm like, dude,
well, if you hear beads, it's him. It's not us playing instruments in the background.
Yeah, he likes to go in and out of the
beads. We have beads hanging in the doorways.
So. Yeah, he likes them. Okay, the next one is for Jackie. She says, "Hi, Sam. This is Missy. She is 8 months old. Can you ask her if there is anything she doesn't like about her life with me? I also wonder if she is the reincarnation of my old dog, Elliot, who I lost in November 2021. She is such a good girl, but she has one bad habit that is driving me crazy." So I asked what the habit was so that maybe we can fix it.
Okay.
And she says she's constantly ruffling under her breath and barking at any noises out the back in the garden, even a leaf blowing. Yeah, irony is we got one of those too.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Is that just like, is this an older dog?
No, it's a puppy.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's interesting because, right? I was thinking, is it maybe something that has to do with arteriness as you get older and patience?
No, I think that this is a lot about discovery of life and about not knowing the difference between what he's supposed to do or she's supposed to do and what she's not supposed to do. And so that, I actually did a reading on this type of thing this morning where this lady has a Yorkie and she wanted to tell the dog to stop barking. She barks all the time at everything. I'm like, well, it doesn't really work that way. And especially with a younger dog like this, they don't just listen to me. They're like small kids. So this has to be trained.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you can do is when she's not acting like that at a time that she would have been acting like that is to praise her and give her a treat or something. Do not engage. Do not acknowledge the barking that helps. It's very hard to do. But if you can do that, then they learn they're not going to get a rise out of you because I feel like with her, that's kind of what it is. So if you're just ignoring it, then it gets kind of boring. But when you're engaging with it, it's like you're barking back with them. So, yeah. So one thing there is just to that'll grow out with age. That is just something that right now she is definitely on heightened alert of what is this, what is that.
Yeah.
So as I've talked about in other readings too, calming your energy when this is going on will help as well. Because if your energy is all calm and you're sitting there and the dog's barking, looking at you, they're going to be like, why aren't you barking? Because there's nothing to bark at,
right.
You know, but they're dogs. And sometimes they just need to bark. And so it's like, you can't just tell a dog not to bark, because they need to have their times where they can bark. They just have to be taught when is it appropriate time and when is not. And unfortunately, one quick animal communicator session won't teach a puppy those things. That has to be taught by...
Yeah, you're never going to get them to stop barking.
No.
But like, we'll let ours bark for a few minutes until we finally say, okay.
Yeah, that's enough already.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a part of their existence.
So. It is, yeah.
And their language. And a lot of times, be honest with you, they're not bark. They might hear a sound. But they might hear a dog that's four houses down and there's some echo of it barking and they're trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, they're exactly.
Talking over walls.
Yeah, Sabbath used to do that. At like sundown, he would go outside and
just
he would start
barking.
To
see if others would bark.
And they would a lot of times and they would just talk back and forth.
That's part of what they do, yeah.
Yeah, he did that when we moved to Thousand Oaks. He tried and nobody barked back and I felt so bad for him. I was like, this isn't that kind of neighborhood, buddy.
It's quieter, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, going back to your other questions, you had asked if there was anything that she doesn't like about her life. I feel like she's very well taken care of and she's very spoiled and she's very young and so she's still learning. She has a lot of energy, and so sometimes what I feel like is she has all this energy and you don't. And that's normal because that's life, right? You come home from work or wherever you are and she's hyper and wants to play and you're tired, and that's frustrating. And so that's the one thing that she is pointing out to me, is that sometimes even when you're tired, let's just do it because it helps her to relax.
Right.
This picture here, she's on a leash. So obviously you take her out for walks and stuff like that. That's great. She has a lot of energy, a lot. So maybe something like agility training would help. Something that you guys could do together. And also, a tired dog is a quiet dog.
Yeah.
So
if she likes balls, sit in the chair, throw the ball,
yep.
Have her bring it, teach her how to bring it back to you.
Yep, exactly.
Then you don't have to walk or do nothing and she gets the exercise.
Yep, yep. She just needs to get that energy out. I feel like that's the biggest thing. Is she the reincarnation of Elliot? I don't feel like she is, because she's showing me them in heaven together, at the Rainbow Bridge together. She's showing me the two souls and them deciding that she was going to go back first. So she is a reincarnation of a dog you've had before, but not that one, is what I'm feeling. So I hope that helps with Missy, right?
Yeah,
Missy.
Cool.
Yeah, Missy. So thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, guys. Ladies.
Okay, the next one is from Nicole. She says, hi, Samantha. This is Chevy. He is a year old, and the last 3 weeks, he's been very sick. I've spent $9,000 I don't have trying to get answers and still have none. I'd love it if he could connect with you and maybe tell you what hurts or what he's feeling. I'm beyond desperate and devastated. Okay. That's Chevy.
Pretty.
So one of the reasons that they can't find anything is because they're not focusing on the right area, which is his head. Which there's only one way to do that, and that's a CT scan. But I feel like there's something in there that it could be a tumor. It could. I'm not saying it's cancerous, but I feel like there's something there. It could just be a misfiring of something. But I feel like that is the very first area I'm drawn to, and I'm drawn to his eyes, and the feeling that I have in his eye, in the eyes, is like this aching. So this is probably making him very grouchy, would be my guess. Because you know what it's like if you've ever had a migraine and your eyes hurt. That's kind of what this feels like. He's young though. He's a year old. Okay, so let me get deeper into this and do a body scan more and see what else comes up. Okay. Most of what I'm feeling is localized to the head. looking in the kidneys, the liver, the spleen, all of those things look normal. The stomach looks normal. They're, you know, most animals have some stomach upset every once in a while because we feed them, you know, dog food, not healthier food. So that happens. So I feel like this is, you know, that's normal. I just am really drawn to the head. If they haven't given anything like steroids and pain medication, and feeling like there could be some inflammation here, and so prednisone might help. Again, I'm not a vet. I'm just searching for the answers and what sounds right, and those are the things that stand out to me are pain meds and prednisone. Okay, so this could be some kind of inflammation in the on the brain. So, yeah, prednisone would be good. But the problem is you can't just go to your vet and say, the psychic said. So the only way to really...
probably have to have a CT scan.
Yeah, or rule it out and just say, can we try this? If they haven't tried steroids yet. But let's talk about this more so we can kind of get deeper into what these symptoms are. Because that is the only thing that I'm picking up on is the brain. And so if you're seeing something else, let's get into it. But I don't know what this is, so I can't really tell you, you know, what's going to happen here. But if it is just swelling, then I'm sure that they can do something to bring it down. This could even be hydrocephalus. I don't know, do dogs get that? But whatever. Message me and we'll talk more about it. Okay, so thank you, Chevy and Nicole.
Thank you.
Okay, the next one is Kitty Cats from Crystal. This is Gary and Bubba. Gary is on the right and Bubba's the bigger boy on the left. Could you please ask Gary to leave Bubba alone? He's old and doesn't want any part of him, and Gary pounces on him every time he comes in. It's stressing Bubba out. Gary has other playmates. Yeah, this tends to be a problem sometimes. Okay, so let me talk to them. Okay, so I've explained to Gary that Bubba's not interested. But you can see the feistiness. He's a feisty cat in general. But, yeah, you need to go play with your other friends and leave the old cat alone. He doesn't like to be reprimanded. He doesn't like to be told what to do, so that's a big part of the problem here.
Got yourself a see, look, wild one.
Yeah, do you feel anything with that kitty? He's like...
Where's the other one in this shot, though? Can I see both?
Yeah, this is the other one.
That's the old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks so much... The other one looks like, what?
Yeah, what? Exactly. What do you want from me?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. There's three different things that I use in my readings when it comes to animals. And that is the telepathy, where I talk to them. The energy that I get when looking at a picture from them, that tells me a lot about their personality and body language. So in a picture like this, you can see the feistiness. Mm-hmm. And in a cat, the other one, you don't see that because that's not their personality. Yeah. So sometimes in a picture, you'll see something that it's just the moment. But mm-hmm. to me, this feels like this is their personalities. This picture shows a lot about their personalities. It is hard to tell any animal to stop a behavior and just stop it and be done. This is easier than getting them to stop barking, dogs to start barking, though. I'll tell you that. But what I'm feeling is if you have a squirt bottle, anytime that this happens, to squirt Gary with it to stop him. Do not raise your voice. Do not do anything like that. Just squirt him so it looks like it's coming out of nowhere. That will redirect his attention and get him away from Bubba is what I'm feeling.
And if you can get it multiple times, he'll equate like, oh, every time I mess with Bubba, mm-hmm. somehow I get squirted.
Exactly.
With water. So I don't like that. I'm not going to mess with him.
Yes.
But that's going to require you getting him a couple times for him to get that part.
Any of these things are going to be consistency.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're very hard to just fix one mm-hmm. time. The talking to usually helps, but like kids, they remember at first, like, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to do that. And then after time, they're like, ah, big deal.
Right.
So sometimes they have to be talked to again and reminded. Sometimes it is the first time and everything's fine. But I have explained this to him, and I have told Bubba not to take it personally, that he's just a feisty cat.
Yeah.
So I hope that that helps you, Crystal and Gary and Bubba.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And now we have a spirit reading. This is from Mikey. She says, hi, Samantha. This is my Grandma Kay, or Grandma Crazy, as I grew up calling her. We were super close my whole life, but towards the end of my life, things got quote-unquote crazy, and I never got the chance to say goodbye. I'm just wondering if she knows about all the drama that was happening and that followed her death was what kept us from seeing her, and I wish every day it would have been different. She's a hoot, and I could talk your ear off, I'm sure... And could talk your ear off, I'm sure, with her wild and crazy stories. I know I have felt her presence around me and my three girls before. I just know she would have loved her great-granddaughter so much. I miss my phone buddy every day. Wow. Aww. Crazy Grandma Kay. Okay.
Kay, how are you doing?
She's a
spitfire.
Yeah, she is. She's got a really cute laugh. Yeah. That's a little bit on the crazy side. I can hear that. That might go on a little bit longer than it needs to. Is kind of the feeling, okay. Like one of those run-on laughs.
Laugh.
The dramatic laugh. Yeah. She tells me though that she lived a really good life, and that her crazy stories aren't necessarily the crazy that you might think of, but that she actually was very different in her life than a lot of people. She's not your typical great grandma. She really lived her life and enjoyed it and tried different things and wanted to have these experiences that she could look back on when she was older, even if people did say she was crazy.
So she was kind of viewed as outside the norm.
Outside maybe. The norm, yeah. Yes. Definitely, I don't feel like she was your typical,
right.
Yeah, typical grandma. Easy to talk to. She related well to the generations that weren't hers, which is really difficult because usually the generations, you know, the one below them, they're like, no, But she got it. She understood that things evolve over time and generations change and, you know, this, you're going to do this and it might be different than the way she would have done it and all that stuff. She totally got it. I feel like towards the end of her life, there were a lot of different changes that happened in her body. And one of those things was the mental side, whether it was dementia or Alzheimer's or just like the way that the doctor explained it to me with my grandma was like her brain was like an apple and she kept having these little strokes and so it was like bruising the apple. And that's kind of what I feel like with your grandma is it might not have been like actually dementia. It might have been more of that her brain was just bruised. And so different areas didn't work properly anymore. I feel like she definitely got very whiny towards the end of her life. But she does not blame you at all. And this is something that anybody that has a loved one on the other side that has been in these types of similar situations should listen to. And that is when you go to the other side, when we all go to the other side, we know everything. Mm-hmm. We can access anything. So we know why things happened the way that they did. Mm-hmm. We understand that. So she understands all of it and she actually feels really bad, but there was nothing that she could do is what she's telling me.
Right.
I feel like she was more being controlled herself towards the end of her life. I'm not sure if this was family members or where she was living, but she was under the control of others is what I'm feeling. Mm. She didn't have any say. And she was being told a lot of lies, but because of her brain health, she couldn't process these things. That's what's sad about like the elderly and stuff is that they don't process. And so they just believe everything that they hear a lot of the times because it's like, well, why would somebody lie to me about this?
Yeah.
They can't reason as to why they might be being lied to, especially by somebody that they love. So, But she loves you and she does talk to you. Crystal is a very spiritual person, and so I'm sure that you hear her sometimes. I'm hearing her laughing, so you probably hear her laughing sometimes. She does like to play jokes also is what she's saying, so you might hear her laughing then. I love it when the spirits do that, when they play a joke on me, and then they start laughing, and I'm like, it's really not funny.
The guy that popped the light bulb on you?
Yeah. They do it all the time. They're like, ha, ha, ha. Like, I don't see the funniness in it, but okay. They like to entertain themselves. So she does like to keep herself entertained over there. But she loves you very much, and she's always, always, always around you and your girls, and always will be. And she's telling me that she does talk to them all as well, but there's one that feels her more than the others and will actually say things that come from her. So if there's times where one of your girls, feeling like it might be the youngest one, when she says things that are like, where did you come up with that? Mm. Now you know where she came up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that that Kay. Helps. Yeah, Kay. Thank you, Grandma Kay. Hey, Grandma Crazy. Kay. And Mikey, appreciate and Crystal. It. Okay. Oh, that was Mikey. I'm sorry. Oh, that wasn't Crystal. I'm getting myself confused. That was Mikey.
Sorry, Crystal Mikey.
Was the last one. Sorry. Yeah. Apologize. Okay. And this one is a career reading. This is from Patricia. She says, a different Patricia, not the same one that I did the duck for. I have been trying to get a job with the state. I really need to advance my career, but not sure which way to go. Thank you. Mm. Okay, so let me see. So right now I do see, like, when I do these types of readings, I see a lot of times your path. And sometimes there's multiple paths. And right now I definitely see that you're at a fork in the road. You're at a place of which way do I go? There's very different options here. There's the options of working for somebody else. And there's an option of working more for yourself. More remote is what I'm hearing as well. Where you can work from home more. There's ups and downs to each thing. But I do feel like this job with the state would be good for a lot of reasons. These are two very different ways of going, okay?
Yeah.
Very different ways. Neither one of them is wrong. It just really depends on what you want for your life right now. And unfortunately, there's times where the psychic cannot tell you which path to choose. And this is one of those times because you ultimately have to make the decision yourself. But I will tell you, neither one is wrong. They're just very different paths. Mm-hmm. There's stability and security in working with the state on the other side.
But no guarantee.
There's never a guarantee. There's never a guarantee. Anything. On the other side is a little bit more, you know, or less stability. But I feel like
the glass ceiling at the same time can be a lot higher.
Yeah.
If any at all.
This other job that you're looking at, or the corporate way of going about things, whatever you want to call it, if you do choose that route, it won't last more than 5 years. But that's okay. You'll come back to whatever it is on this other side that you're supposed to be doing, which could have something to do with spirituality. It could have, it's like more of a helping some people, like one-on-one, than working for somebody else and just doing this kind of thing. This is more of a helping career on the other side is what I'm feeling. But you'll come back to that. So, so this is definitely something to think about. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want for your life right now? What are you willing to do? Because this other path, this one of whether this is self-employment or creative work is kind of what it feels like. That is definitely a rockier road where you won't be able to just feel comfortable every day knowing how much money you have in the bank. But it is the more fulfilling side of things.
You said the word. It was spinning in my head.
Yep. It's more fulfilling.
And it makes me wonder, you know, how many lives or do we experience this in every life that we have of we have to make a choice between security and fulfillment.
Yeah.
Or because I feel like so many people experience this, at least in my lifetime that I've heard. So I go, is this something we do in every life? I mean, we have to find our thing, our niche, our calling, our passion, making the right choice. Yeah. And for a lot of us, it's more important. And there, like you said, there's nothing wrong with this either choice, Alicia, that, you know.
Patricia.
But, excuse me, Patricia. But a lot of us, we're gotten the names all jacked up today.
I know. I'm so bad
Sorry,
with names.
Guys.
It's okay.
But a lot of us, that security is much more peace of mind than the fulfillment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then for a lot of us, the fulfillment is much more important than the security.
Yes. So it's definitely a personal choice. It's a choice of where are you in your life, you know, what seems the best for your life. Not everybody can take that plunge into the less secure job because that's not them. That's not the way that they want to live. So that's okay.
Right.
But it's definitely a crossroads and definitely someplace where I feel like it's a soul searching time. It's a time also to listen to your guides. They will guide you. They will show you the signs. So ask them too. You can ask for whatever signs you want and just set it. You know, if I see a purple square, then it means I'm supposed to go for the state job. If I see this, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And they will help you to kind of make that decision. Because I do feel like that's also a part of this is learning to listen to the universe more, because that will help to guide you through these tough decisions like this.
Right.
So I hope that that helps, Patricia. But like I said, just know you're not going to make the wrong decision.
Yes. Good luck.
Yes, good luck. This is the last one. So yay. God. Because I just wanted to make sure everybody got their reading. So they will be. Okay, this one is for Bobby. Bobby says, our three boys, Ninja, age 8, Fitz, age 4, and Yogi, age 1.
I'm going to take it this is a pet reading?
These are cats, yeah.
Okay.
All rescued as kittens. The youngest two have been fighting so much, and Fritz has been very on edge. It's breaking my heart because I love them so much. Anything I can do to help them get along better. That looks like...
that's like, wow.
Thrice the trouble.
This is like, we've got Frob of Houston.
Okay. Oh. I need to reread this and figure out...
You can feel the energy in that triangle.
Yeah, you can. Okay, Fitz is the orange one. Okay. All right, you young kitties, let's see what they're going to say. So I feel like the two younger ones, a lot of what you're seeing isn't necessarily fighting. There is times where it goes too far, they get mad at each other, but some of this is just being cats. I've asked them to tone it down. Tone it down because the older cat is not happy about this at all. One thing that you could do is to give Fitz his own space. I feel like if he could get away more from those two, it would make him less on edge. He's just over it. Like at this point, he's like, I wish that I was just an only cat because
is these he the two, one up front that is back to one. Them? Kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see that. Like, yeah. I'm not paying attention to you guys.
No, he's just not into it. So it, either he was, you know, an only cat at one point, or the other cat that was with him maybe was more calm, but he's not into this. This is not who he is, and that's why you're seeing the stress, is because he's like, oh, I don't like it. Let's see. The Siamese one, they're both very different, the two that are arguing in that. They're very different cats. The Siamese is an instigator. And the other one, to me, feels like he just doesn't tolerate the crap.
Right.
So.
And I think Siamese are kind of known for that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so let me tell them both, stop it. Stop.
Knock it off.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what are you doing? This is not a way to live, and you're making everybody upset.
You're going to break something.
Yeah. Play Grouchy McGroucherson with this cat, with the black and white cat.
Are they strictly indoors, I assume?
I'm assuming, you know, that's everybody's preference, but none of them are saying anything about going outside. So sometimes cats are grouchy because they want to go outside.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling that here. I'm just feeling it like they're all in each other's space. Like they all need maybe their own space. How do you do that?
Yeah.
But if they're being fed together, spread their food out. If they're using the same litter box, give them a couple of more litter boxes.
Yeah.
Do what you can to make them have their own territory. Yes. Yeah. Because right now I just feel like they're getting on each other's nerves. And it happens, you know. I don't know, maybe you live in an apartment where it's smaller quarters or whatever, but there's this feeling of like especially with the older one, I just can't get away from these two. And so something, you know, a hiding spot for the older one, something like that would help as well. Also, with your stress level when this happens, that makes everything worse. So make sure that when these things are happening, that you're not yelling. Mm-hmm. That, again, with the squirt bottle, that's always a good thing. If the squirt bottle doesn't work, because sometimes cats don't care, you can try something else. People put coins inside of cans and they shake it. Or we use a choke chain. We just jingle it in our hands and they don't like it.
Throw a cucumber in the mix.
Oh, God, that would sure stir things up. I saw one of those videos on TikTok the other day, and I was like, what is it?
Watch them about disperse.
They just fly into the air like nothing you've ever seen. And I'm like, What makes a cucumber do that? Because if I did that, if I put a cucumber behind one of these dogs, they'd be like, why? Sabbath would probably just eat it, you know? But cats go flying into the air.
So funny. But mean, but funny.
Yeah.
That was just a joke, sorry.
But it is all about redirecting. Like, even when it comes to dog fights, you're not going to be able to break something like that up. You need to redirect. Here's a tip for anybody, just because it should be out there. If you ever have a dog fight in any way, no matter what side your dog is on, have the other person who's, you know, it's their dog, pick up the legs of the dog and you do the same, like a wheelbarrow. It totally throws them off and they stop what they're doing. So that's one way with dogs. I don't think that works so well with cats. Cat be like, the hell are you doing?
I mean, I guess that depends too, because I don't know if there are two pit bulls going off. Do I want to get in there?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like,
go ahead and kill each other at this point.
Yeah, no. I mean, you got to apply it to every situation is different. You don't want to injure yourself.
No, exactly. I mean, because what was like a Great Pyrenees and a Saint Bernard, and you're like, oh my God, if I get in the middle of this, I could actually get a concussion.
Yeah, but if it was like two Labradors you know, whatever. But that is one of the ways to stop it. Because getting in the middle of any fight, whether it's dog, cat, whatever, it is not going to go your way.
No.
And I've seen plenty of dog and cat fights before. So, yeah. So, let's see what else I can tell you about this and what else they want to say. Yeah, it's just, okay, going back to the redirecting. Redirect the behavior. Don't get involved in it. Don't try and split it up. Try and redirect it. So that's where the squirt bottle or a can of coins or whatever you use will stop the behavior. That is the best way to stop these things. And unfortunately for Fitz, you know, it's a little bit more stressful for him. But if you can find a way to give him his own space where he could just go and get away from this when he wants to, I feel like that would help a lot.
Yeah.
So that is all that I have for you today, my friends.
Very cool. Those were nice. Those were fun.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like I should do a reading for you.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know why. I just feel that way.
Okay.
So this should be interesting.
Oh, no. All right. I'm going to sit here and take it.
Okay. I don't feel like this is anybody like my mom or anybody like that. I feel
who
like,
could it be now?
Hey, buddy. Is the way they come in.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Well, Carla?
No. I want to say this is more a male friend. This is more, it could be one of the Robs.
Okay.
It could be Michael, but it doesn't feel like Michael's energy. But let's see. Let's
Michael
talk to him.
Michael wouldn't say buddy.
No.
But maybe.
No. Let's see what whoever this is wants to say. It could be uncle?
Greg?
Yeah.
Greg would say buddy.
Yeah, okay. That seems like that could be what's going on here, because he immediately starts talking about your career.
Ooh, okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Take a
deep
breath.
Is there Kleenex nearby?
You got the bathroom right there. Okay. All right. What he's saying is just keep doing what you're doing. And you've heard this before from other psychics.
I know.
Just keep doing what you're doing. It is going to pay off. There's so many ins and outs and intricacies to what's going on in your career. And it's really hard to explain and align, show you the alignment of things. But there's an alignment that's happening here. There's also an experience thing that's happening here. And it's not just about experience with your art and your photography and your music and gaining the experience. It's experience in different areas of business and about learning from people and learning new things and trying new things. And so there's a lot of different things that's going on here. So try and keep yourself calm and know that this is still moving in the right direction. It might not be moving at the speed that you want it to move at, but you don't have control over this.
Right.
They don't even have the control over this. It's not like Greg could just, you know, snap his fingers and be like, here it is. It's divine timing. Yeah. It's about how things have to unfold, but they will. And it is coming. It's coming faster than you realize. It just, a series of things has to unfold.
Got it.
You were told many years ago that there would be somebody coming to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something coming to help
you. The name was said.
Yes, it was. And name, it's very, person, very possible.
That person.
Shit.
That person has come in and out of my life.
Yeah.
A lot. Starting in the 80s, late 80s. I've been working with this person on some level like that.
Right.
Since then.
Right.
But, so. And they were gone and said they were going to be in touch. And then I didn't hear from them. And all of a sudden I heard from them like 2 days ago. And I get really wrapped up in the mysteries of, like,
yeah,
why are these strange things happening? Like, these revolving doors and people coming and going and,
yeah,
you know, and I, what did I say?
Right, you know? Right.
What did I do?
Right.
I'm just trying to be creative, you know?
Right.
And so, but yes, go ahead. But that name was shared.
Right. The goal right now is just to be creative, do your different things, and it will all make sense in the area of career later. The other part of things is the personal side of things, the dealing with people side of things, the being taught mostly how to enjoy your life no matter what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing right now that they're trying to show you is that it doesn't matter how much money you have or what you have or where you live or what kind of car you drive or anything like that. It matters what is going on inside. And this is a good message for everybody, really.
Yeah.
That is what's important because, like, think about it. Like, think back 20 years and it's like everything is so different.
Yeah.
Right? So living in the now and enjoying what is here is really, really important is what I'm hearing. There's, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, they also, I feel like Greg is saying that they say things to you that you don't want to do. And I'm not necessarily talking about the career. This could be just in a lot of different areas, like whatever privately you're hearing them say to you to do. And you're like, no, give it a little bit of time and chance and hear them out when those things come through, because I feel like a lot of that has to do with finding ways to make you happier. Mm. And a lot of times, in order to be happier, we have to kind of deconstruct.
Yes.
And that's what this is kind of like, is telling you, do this, because you might not see why you should be doing it, but you will later. Retrospect is always, you know.
I have, and you know, I talk a lot with you, obviously, about my life and my mind and things like that. You know, recently, I have kind of been focusing on more of the, how do I say this? Well, I mean, to put it bluntly, the toxicity that surrounds me.
Right.
And trying to, like, there's a clog in the pipe. And so I'm trying to unclog that pipe because I need all that to go down the drain.
Right. Totally.
So that's part of what's happening
is
moving away from things that I feel obligated to be next to.
Right.
Whatever that means, if that's, you know, a relation or, you know, common ground or whatever it was, it's time for me to move away and to create new things. So it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, especially when some of those things are things you love.
Sure.
Might even be people. that Absolutely. You love. But so, yeah, it's that's been a focus for me lately. And then, but I feel like the creative part is on the mark.
Right. Yeah.
Like I'm doing what I should be doing. I Absolutely. Don't feel bad about that.
Good.
I feel like, especially with the photography, I've really pushed it.
Yeah.
And I start seeing things. Like, I'd be like, God, I could drive around for hours.
Totally, yeah.
Outside and be like, stop here.
Yeah.
Let's stop, you know, and yeah. I just want to take pictures of things.
Right.
That I see.
Yeah.
But there's other things, you know, like music that I've, other aspects of music that I've had the opportunity to start mixing for, you know, a friend, an old friend. And that's been a really good learning experience.
Yeah.
Both, you know, technically, creatively, and administratively.
Right.
Or if that's what you want to word, you know, like dealing with people.
Right.
Sometimes this, I don't know if people, if you're listening, but sometimes I have a thought that feels like it's a scene from a movie.
Uh-huh.
That's really overwhelming. Like, brings me to tears.
Yeah.
Always. And I immediately, you know, want to say, wow, you're just like overreacting, or you're just fantasizing about something you wish you really had.
Yeah.
But I hear them saying, no, this is what's supposed to come.
Yeah.
But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's not going to come.
Right.
And part of what I'm supposed to do is not just be creative, but kind of what you're saying is that deconstructing of
yep.
some things I've built up in my mind that mm-hmm. are false or misleading. Just, you know, I don't know where it comes from. If it's the ego trying to protect the body, you know,
right.
from being hurt.
Right.
Or what that is, but it just, that's where it comes from.
Right.
I think part of it. And trauma, you know, things you've had happen to you that you don't want to repeat.
Right.
You know, and then on top of that, you know, I've got to be a father to Marina.
Yeah.
And help her, you know, and help guide her.
Yeah.
And be her example.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, so she's living my dream life.
Right.
And I get to live it vicariously through her,
yeah.
yet still try to inspire her as her father, but also as a fellow creative.
Right.
Absolutely. To show her, I'm not giving up, and neither are you.
Right. Totally.
Yep. So, but this feeling comes over me of mm-hmm. like, and you, I don't know, like, have you ever thought about like holding your book for the first time?
Yeah.
And being emotional.
Yeah.
And you get emotional thinking about being emotional.
Yes, for sure. You
know? Mm-hmm. There's a connection divinely to that, that feeling. I remember the first time getting the first Contradiction CD in my hand, like my own copy, and driving in my car alone.
Yeah.
And listening to it and becoming emotionally overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Was it the greatest CD with the greatest songs? No. It
doesn't matter. Yeah,
but it was yours. Something divinely connecting me, saying,
yep.
this was a goal and a dream you've had your whole life, Danny.
Right. Yeah.
And now you're standing here driving in your own car, listening to your own record, cover designed by yourself.
Right.
You know, like, it was just like a big, giant slap across the face of, like, wake up, man.
Yeah.
You're living your dream.
While you're talking, every once in a while I hear these little messages, and this is a really good example to others, to the listeners, of how this works in our lives, because yeah. I'm sitting here listening to now messages for both of us, and sometimes these messages are things that you just want, you don't want to hear, like, mind your business. I've heard this 80 million times since I got my abilities. And the first one is balance, balancing everything, work, play, taking care of ourselves was another thing that I heard them say. Maybe you guys should start taking better care of yourself.
Yeah. Exercise probably wouldn't hurt.
Right. And the way that we eat. I mean, I know that we're not really right now doing the best for ourselves. And it's hard to hear those messages because they need to be heard and they need to be accepted. And a lot of times you just want to be like, I don't want to hear it. Stop telling me to eat so much sugar. I love sugar. Leave me alone.
We've been talking about this with each other, going kind of we've overindulged lately.
Yeah, and they're just reaffirming.
And I don't know if that's stress or what it is, but, you know.
Good.
It's yummy, too.
I don't know. I just feel like you get one life, and living it without chocolate is not fun. And then I have chocolate in the house. And here's a funny story real quick that maybe our listeners will enjoy. I bought these special edition Oreos, and I didn't read what was in them.
Yeah.
And so we're eating them, and all of a sudden, my brain's popping. And I'm like, the hell's going on here? Because, you know, I have weird, like
reactions.
Weird reactions. And I was like, oh, shit, this is an Oreo. And I'm freaking out. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is familiar. And I'm like, are there Pop Rocks in these cookies?
Yeah.
There are Pop Rocks. But in the back of my throat, it's going, pop, 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 pop,
pop. I forgot what they were called. Space.
Space something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. They're really good, but it freaked me out.
Yeah, it was funny. It's like little air bubbles popping in your throat. You're like, what's happening?
Well, then you get it in your teeth. And so then when you dislodge it from your teeth, it starts again. So weird. That was so weird. But yeah, I don't know why I had to tell that story. But probably because of the junk food thing. But yeah, special edition Oreos are the last Oreos that I'll buy.
Yeah. Sure.
But this, I think, shows people too that this is what the universe is trying to help us with, is to take better care of ourselves, to have more balance in our lives, to follow our dreams, to not get discouraged, to not let other people talk us down or worry about other people, what they think or what they believe, because you're not going to please everybody.
Right.
Never, ever. There's 7 billion, 7 billion people in this world, something like that. And you're not going to please them all. And a lot of them aren't going to like you. And it's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And the more accepting that we can be of that this is, you know, life, and we're here to live it and to enjoy it, the better it'll be. So,
yeah, I don't like the not people not getting along thing.
No, I don't either.
It really bums me out.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And that's part of this world. But
family especially is really hard.
It's really, or even really people hard. You've known for decades, you know, that you're like, what the hell happened?
It happens. It's like, like you said, it's like a revolving door. And and they told us from the beginning of this that people were going to get on and off of this train or bus or whatever they called it. I don't remember. And that's just how it goes. Yeah. You know, there's some people that are watching and they're listening to every episode that don't like us.
Yeah.
And there's others that are rooting for us,
yeah.
and it just is what it is.
But like Patricia, you know, we chose a creative way than the more stable way.
Yes.
So you can see that there's, you know, there's drive, there's passion, at least, you know, for me, and I know you too, but I'm speaking for myself here, there's drive and there's passion to excel and progress and get better at what you do and to reach more people. But at the same time, you know, there's discouragement, there's disappointments. But I can't sit back, you know, and let, like you said, one person make some sort of judgment about anything, because this isn't their life.
No.
This is my life. So I'll continue to do what I'm doing and kind of hope. And I really appreciate my uncle coming through. I love him very much. And, I sort of honor a lot of what he did for me and taught me in my work.
Yeah.
It's a lot. There's a lot of similarities to what he did.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's all right. It's good for me.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. So I'm going to take his advice and keep going.
Keep doing. Yeah. Keep pushing forward. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Well, thanks.
Yep. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
For sure.
Making me cry.
No, me too. Stop it.
All right.
Well, okay.
Look at that. We're over.
Yeah.
Well, before we say goodbye, would you like to share your information one more time?
Yes. You can find me at SamanthaJonesPsychicMedium.com, or my Etsy is Beyond the Bridge 11, and my TV show airs every Monday on Bold Brave TV.
Good stuff.
And that's 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Nice. And then you, sir.
Yes, once again, for my art, djonesartcollection.com for the web, at djonesartcollection for Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And for my photography, Etsy shop, djonesphotography71 for that. And for Instagram, djones71photography. And that's it for me.
Very good.
Well, we hope that everybody got something out of this today.
Yes, we do.
If you got a reading, we hope that you got something out of that reading.
Yep.
If you didn't get a reading, but you're just listening and it's provoked you to maybe want to get one.
Yeah.
Feel free the next time. We do these every, I don't know, maybe 10 to 20 episodes. We'll throw that in there usually.
Yeah.
So they come around often or frequently, so
go to my website.
Go to your website.
Yep. Get a paid reading.
But anyways, we do hope that everybody has a great week.
That we do.
And until next week,
peace and love.